Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up, they lead the pack. On the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla, two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features, and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations. So it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Nick, it's a pleasure to have you. I don't believe we've ever spoken before. You're a recent graduate of Slippery Rock. Am I right about that?
No.
That's our greatest introduction.
Every time.
I'm thinking about a weekly segment with Mikey, the meter reader, Limits.
Oh, yeah?
He could, I don't know, it has to be stat-based, numbers-based, right? Where Mikey interprets something that happens. I was very impressed with him. Were you?
Multiple different realms that we can go into with that, yes.
I think so. And Nick, where are you, by the way? Nick Farabaugh from PennLive.com. I know you're at the Combine. Are you in a press room of some sort? What's happening there?
So I'm just outside the press room. I'm in the Indianapolis Convention Center. I'm in a space that we have modified for radio hits, podcasting, et cetera. This will work. The beautiful tiled ceiling above me, I guess. And that is what we are doing right now. There's a few people over here, including Jim Wexel over there doing his podcast. Mm. So lots of people are podcasting around here right now.
Tell Jim I said hello. Is there any healthy competition or perhaps unhealthy anger going on between any media people? How's Ray Fittipaldo's not angry at anybody, but do you have any animosity or anybody toward you there so far?
Alan Saunders. That's what I'm going to say. I'll compete with Saunders every time. That's the guy I'm competing with. But no, for real, I don't think so. It was fun today. You know, we all fun trying to get to where Omar was talking to us locally, and then mad dashing it back to the convention center trying to get him here. Always one of the hallmarks of the Combine. It's even better that it's like 15 degrees outside today. So you got the frigid temps here too. I hope it's not as cold in Pittsburgh, but I fear it is probably.
It ain't good, and I just got back from Florida. The most notable thing that Omar said was what to you?
I mean, he didn't say much, I'll say that. He's done a great job of putting it, but I think the most notable thing is that he does not expect the Aaron Rodgers situation to play out like it did last year. So we're not in for a repeat of waiting till June. Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Is he actually going to come? It doesn't seem like that's going to happen. It feels like that they're going to know Aaron Rodgers' decision before free agency. And I think that's probably the most important thing we learned, because to me, the whole Aaron Rodgers thing, you know, there's a context and there's a certainly a debate to be had if you would want him back, period. But the one thing they absolutely could not do is they could not drag this out. They could not wait. And so to me, that was the most notable thing. He certainly said some other things, you know, contract talks that they're in and how good of a cap situation they're in. And
what about Broderick Jones? He said Broderick Jones might not be ready for camp. That jumped off the page,
yeah. No? Yeah, I thought that was something too. I mean, listen, I mean, he was straight up asked, and it was a great question by Ray Fittipaldo. You know, he basically was asked straight up, is he going to be ready for training camp? But he didn't say yes. And that, to me, is concerning for the Steelers. He also praised Dylan Cook, which I think tells you something about where that's going. I think Dylan Cook is the front runner right now to be the starting left tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers in week one. And Broderick, we'll see where he's at. Neck injuries are really tough. They are brutal. There have been multiple guys that have had an injury similar to Broderick, which was a stinger that eventually needed surgery, that have had their careers ended. This is what happened to Ryan Watts, if you remember. That happened a year ago. Trenton Thompson had the same thing happen to him. Just some Steelers examples there. So we'll see what happens with Broderick. But that is certainly a concern for the Steelers. And I actually think people maybe aren't talking about tackle being a potential draft pick just because they need depth. I mean, Calvin Anderson also had a severe knee injury. He was their swing tackle to start last year. So that room might need another body in there if Broderick's not healthy.
Another body? What about a starter? Are you convinced? Do you think they're convinced on Dylan Cook? I mean, it sounds to me like Jones is just a huge question mark now. Might we be talking about first, second, third round tackle? Is that out of the realm?
I guess it can't be. I also think, you know, there's enough options in the free agent pool to where they can bring in competition, veteran competition. I think that's certainly something to think about as well. I really, you know, when I was thinking about body, I was thinking more so of a depth piece. I do think that they are – there's been a lot of rave reviews I've gotten about Dylan Cook from the organization. I think that there's a lot of intrigue about seeing more of him. I think he's going to be the starter. I truly do. I'd be surprised if they took a tackle in the first or second round. I would because, I mean, there's going to be guys in that range of 21 that make sense. But I think it's going to be either more of a guard or a guy that can play tackle guard. It's going to be a versatile guy more so than a guy that's just a tackle. So I'm not ruling out tackle early, but I don't think it's going to be something that's going to be maybe at the forefront of their minds. I think it's going to be more of a depth piece. I think Dylan Cook has kind of earned it in their right mind.
Limits, I'd like to get you involved in the game early here instead of waiting. I don't want you to have to come off the bench later. I want to get you a couple shots early.
Okay, so you think then, Nick, that it would maybe be guard over tackle then in that situation, just because of the uncertainty with Seumalo potentially retiring or whatnot, and that they feel so good about Cook, it would be guard they would prioritize?
I think that would definitely be part of that equation, yeah. I mean, listen, he also mentioned Spencer Anderson today. They do have a young guy at guard. I think that they're intrigued by him. I think that there is intrigue about those two guys on the left side. I also think they're going to bring in veteran competition. And if the value is good at one of those spots, they can't pass it up. Like Venga Ioane, I think, is someone that we've talked about in round one out of Penn State. That's a top 15 player. If you get him at 21, you're getting a very high-level player and potentially BPA. It's a very deep guard class. Very possible that they have BPA in those top three rounds. And I also do just think it's a deeper guard group in free agency and in the draft. And so in terms of value, I think they are better. They are likelier to get value out of a guard in terms of their draft position. So, yeah, I think I would go guard right now just in terms of how the circumstances might play out. Tackle to me, I mean, the Steelers are going to be in this weird spot at 21 where I just think, you know, the top tackles are going to be probably off the board. And there's this cluster of guys that are going to be around 30 or 40. And I just think it's a little early. Maybe if you trade back. I do think guys like, you know, there's a few like Caden Proctor, someone, Ian Hechenor from Arizona State. Those are two guys that come to mind immediately. But 21 feels a little early for both those guys. So I think tackle would be a bit of a reach. I'd say that.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And, of course, the fan hotline on which Nick Faribault is on right now. Brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Nick's also on our YouTube channel. You should subscribe. The numbers there have just blown up. Incredible numbers we're doing. People love to watch the show. Check it out. Go to YouTube or get there via our website at 937thefan.com. All right, here's the unveiling. Mel Kiper's mock draft is out, Nick. And at pick number 21, like several other people that I've seen, Mel Kiper has the Steelers taking Alabama quarterback Ty Simpson. You like?
I don't. I'm not a Ty Simpson guy. Listen, Ty Simpson to me is a player of two halves, and that's 100% what happened. I mean, I'm talking about the first six games of his tape are probably a top 15, top 10 quarterback worthy tape. The last 7 to 8 games are day three tape. It is a tale of two halves. He wasn't durable this year. He got a lot of injuries. Omar Khan said today, and one thing I thought that was interesting, said, if we draft a quarterback, they have to be an AFC North quarterback. They have to be, able to play in cold weather, but they also have to be tough. They have to be guys that are able to handle punishment. And that's one thing about Ty Simpson that I have questions about. The medicals are going to be a question. He had a back injury, cracked his rib against Indiana. He had a few other nicks and bruises. And that, to me, is something that I keep coming back to. I also said this to Austin last night. He is such a volatile player in terms of where he'll go. He could go as early as 13 to the Rams. He could go as late as, late second. I could totally see him going that late. Like, it depends on how his process plays out. But really, with me, Ty Simpson is a guy that doesn't handle pressure all that well. The tools are not elite. He's mobile, but not super mobile. He's got a decent arm. It's not an elite arm. The size isn't prototypical. He does have some good things. He throws with anticipation. I think he's fearless in terms of where he'll throw the ball. He doesn't care how tight the window is. There is some, I call it arm arrogance, because he thinks he can make any throw in the book. I don't think it always plays out that way, so that'll lead to more turnovers in the NFL. I don't love the processing he plays with. He is pretty clean mechanically. That's nice. But he, to me, is a third-rounder type of quarterback. I just think 21 is too rich for my blood to take him. I don't think he is the answer to your quarterback woes. There's so much value at 21 this year at receiver, guard, DT, corner. There's going to be value at all these other needs. I don't think you need to take a panic move just because you say you have to take one. At some point you do, but I just don't see Ty Simpson as the guy that I would take that swing on.
Let me ask you a question. There's another guy floating around out there. Myself and Jason Bumbliss, the basketball coach at Beaver High School, both like this guy. And we might be crazy, the both of us. 25-year-old Sam Howell only got one crack in the NFL. And that was with Washington in 23. He threw for 4,000 yards and 21 touchdowns and 21 picks. I get it, but it was for a bad team. He had a little bit of a gunslinger-type mentality, and I kind of liked what I saw if I was going to take a flyer on somebody. What about him?
Listen, you mentioned it. I mean, he is a gunslinger. He is tough as nails. I watched him in North Carolina bulldoze through people and lower his shoulder into guys. He is fearless. That is one thing I love about Sam Howell. You will never see someone questioning his leadership, his toughness, his intangibles. The size isn't great, but also he kind of makes up for it because he has such moxie to his game.
Moxie. He does have moxie.
That's really what if there's a word to describe Sam Howell, I think moxie would be one. He is a gunslinger, but he also makes some really dumb decisions. He puts the ball in harm's way. He runs into pressure. There's a lot of things that are not great about Sam Howell, and there's a reason he isn't necessarily getting a second chance. Sam Howell's in like the same tier to me as Tyson Bagent, Tanner McKee. If you mention those guys, same tier to me.
How about Sam Darnold once upon a time? Was he Sam Darnold once upon a time?
Howell's a little different than Darnold because of the draft capital and the playing style that they play too. Darnold's a very different player. But yeah, I mean, Darnold, listen, if you looked at Darnold when he signed up the 49ers, no one would have looked at him and said, hey, this is going to be a guy that wins a Super Bowl in 2 years. There's no doubt about that. And so these guys can always take a crack. And I'm all for throwing darts. Like, when you don't have a quarterback, you got to take as many calculated shots at the quarterback position in case one of them does turn to Sam Darnold, right? It could be, you know, anybody. And so it's kind of identifying the right guy that fits the system. I'm not sure how is the perfect guy for the McCarthy system. And so I'm not sure he'd be the one I'd go after. But I think you are kind of onto something where it's like, hey, sometimes these guys just come out of nowhere. Did anyone think Geno Smith was going to be anything before he had that rebound in Seattle for 3 or 4 years?
You just don't know.
I don't think so.
You just don't know.
It happens.
You mentioned.
It happens. So,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say it happens. So I just think it's more about, you know, stylistic fit, schematic fit, and coaching those guys up. If you feel like you can get the most out of them, that's really where it's important.
Speaking of throwing darts, they should have just drafted Jackson Dart, shouldn't they have?
No.
I agree, actually, Limits. I am not sold on Jackson Dart at all. It's not really about how he plays the game. I actually like how tough and reckless he is to a degree. Now, sure, he's a little reckless, maybe too much of a degree at times, but I love the intensity he plays with. But, man, I mean, if you watch some of the second half tape from last year, the processing, the pocket management, the accuracy, all a mess. But we'll see. He's a young player, so he can still develop.
Everybody was hurt.
All right.
Everybody was hurt.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up, they lead the pack. On the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla, two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features, and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations. So it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All, look at his total touchdowns. I think fourth or fifth most by a rookie quarterback in history, rushing and combined passing and rushing. So I don't know. He's definitely not a finished product or even a sure thing. But man, I would think Pittsburgh would be very excited to have had him do exactly what he did in New York here for 1 year. I think they would be thinking we can build upon that if we just give the guy some weapons. All his weapons were hurt in New York.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. He was not in a great spot with Neighbors and Slayton and Scadaboo all hurt. I think there is some validity to that. But I also think a lot of the bad tendencies he had at Ole Miss cropped back up the more teams got tape on him. So we'll see just kind of how that smooths out. He certainly can improve upon his bad tendencies and eliminate them from his game. So it's really, with Dart in particular, when you get a guy like him, and I'll even throw Tyler Shug in here because I think Shug had a pretty good end to his season in New Orleans, but didn't have as many games as Dart. It's all about the second go-around, really.
Yeah.
Because teams get more and more tape on you, and they get more and more into your tendencies and understand you. And how you adjust to that and really shore up your weaknesses is often the difference between ascending to star level and ascending to, you know, C.J. Stroud's experiencing this very harshly right now, where he was a star and teams kind of have picked up on him, right? And now he's struggling. He's not this top QB anymore. And so it's all about shoring up your weaknesses and getting ahead of that. Dart certainly, I think, has the work ethic to do, so we'll see.
Nick, be careful disrespecting Tanner McKee there. Bill Barnwell thinks the Steelers should trade 2 mid-round picks for him.
He also, before that, said they should trade Nick Herbig for him. McKee... I don't understand the McKee thing. I do think, from what I hear, the Eagles are actively shopping McKee. I mean, that is something they could do, but it'd be for like a fifth-round pick, not a third and a conditional third. That seems crazy to me.
Is there any Kyler Murray scuttlebutt at the Combine yet about a potential trade? I saw the general manager for the Dolphins, John Eric Sullivan, said that everything is on the table for Tua, including possibly a trade. How about that?
Well, I think they'd rather trade him because I'm not sure they can cut him. It's $99 million in dead cap there with Tua. They would nuke their cap. With Kyler, I mean, that's a very movable contract. I've heard a few people kind of talk about that. I think it's kind of expected that Kyler's going to be on the market. I've heard the Jets pretty heavily tied to that. So it seems like New York's going to be in that sweepstakes. I mean, the Steelers could certainly explore the Kyler Murray route if Aaron Rodgers doesn't come back as well. I think Kyler's probably going to get moved. As for Tua, that is an albatross of a contract. And he has rolling guarantees, so it's not like it gets like super easier next year. And it's hard to do the Russell Wilson thing because I saw someone do the math, and with the salaries they have, I think they can literally not cut Tua. Like, I think it is unfeasible. They would not be able to field their roster. It is that crazy. They are screwed. The Dolphins are truly screwed. The Arizona Cardinals, meanwhile, I actually think can certainly switch it around. I'll say this. I've also heard a lot of Malik Willis to Arizona buzz. So that's something to think about, too.
Man, Kyler Murray, I was a fan at one point. Just looking at his numbers right now, and he's only 28. I don't know what the heck happened, but his second year in the league, he throws for 4,000 yards, completes 68% of his passes, 26 touchdowns, and he runs for 800 yards and 11 touchdowns. And then the next year, he finished with 100 passer rating. Like, I don't know if it's them or him, but there's been a severe tail off. I know there was a big injury, too, or two of them, really. Where are you at with him?
Yeah, I mean, the injuries are definitely something to think about there. With Kyler, his issue is he plays way too much out of structure. And everyone loves the out-of-structure plays because Mahomes is so good at them, and then now Caleb Williams is a magician. But that, you know, the overlooking through the forest of the trees there is, you know, you look at a guy like Mahomes, and he wins from the pocket just as well as he wins outside of it. Kyler is a guy that is small, so he doesn't really see very well from the pocket. He doesn't really hit the middle of the field very well, so he's very sideline-oriented. He's a very similar guy. Like, it's almost like prime Russ from Timu. Like, that's kind of how I would almost describe Kyler Murray, because he's very athletic, and the gifts are obviously natural, but they're going to deteriorate with age. and he's just not going to be ever a great quarterback from the pocket. He's a volatile guy with limitations. You have to build your offense specifically around him. You could do a lot worse than Kyler Murray. There's no doubt about that. I also just think there are serious limitations. Like, I think your whole offense with Kyler, most of it, if not all of it, has to be from the gun. And that limits what you can do and how you can manipulate defenses. It takes out some of your play action sequences and some of your runs and some different things you can do under center. And so there's a lot of different things with Kyler where you're limited. And so to me, he's just a really volatile player. And there's, I think, a lot of that volatility comes from the fact that the injuries have sapped some of his special athleticism he had. And so now he's not as dynamic outside of the pocket. That's what happened with Russ, right? Russ got older. He couldn't win outside of structure anymore, had to win from in the pocket. It didn't really pop as much. And thus, he has shown his limitations. I think Kyler's on a similar track there. So, I mean, listen, Kyler for 1 or 2 years, I think it's a fine experiment. I think he can be a solid quarterback. I'm not sure, though, that he's going to be a guy that you can fix. A lot of the limitations are physical and innate to who he is.
Nick, we appreciate the time, man. Great stuff as always. I know you're busy at the Combine. Could we talk to you later in the week at an unscheduled time?
Yes. Yes, you can. So just let me know.
That'd be awesome. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Nick.
Awesome. All right, thanks for having me on, guys.
See you, buddy. Oh, no. David Todd has weighed in on Twitter.
I saw this, yeah.
David Todd has weighed in on Twitter.
I'm surprised that he tweeted at you.
I'm not.
Hi, David.
He's every listening to the single show. Time he tweets me, it's so unbelievably annoying.
Annoying.
Really, yes, annoying.
Would you like David to call in and talk about it?
No.
Because he's listening right now.
I know. Which is why he tweeted me. So he tweets me. Let me find this. Do you have the tweet in front of you?
I'll pull it up.
Yeah, you should pull it up. Why don't you do that?
Sure. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So this is what David Todd had to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
My man, at Joe Starkey.
See, right there.
My man.
That's annoying.
So
okay, so
you don't like the my man
no,
part
the
of
my
it.
Man, I, it's
already
not,
a shot.
I'm not his man.
I feel like he's trying to make that like a solid little olive branch to start. Like, hey.
No olive branch.
You're my guy
not
here.
Not an olive branch. Okay. No.
My man, at Joe Starkey.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta respectfully disagree. Steelers are 39-29 regular season under Omar Khan, 574 winning percentage. That is not, quote-unquote, mediocre. Have they won playoff games, achieved their goals? Absolutely not. But are playoff wins the only thing that matters? I don't see it that way. Charles Henry Knoll, 566 regular season winning percentage.
What? That's the last thing he puts in there?
That is what he...
Okay. All right, 39-29. Here are the records, including the playoff debacles. 10-8, 10-8, 10-8, 9-8. With a minus point differential that's, I mean, if you include the playoff games, it's, first of all, they're a minus team either way. If you have a minus point differential, I know David's very much into numbers. That's a simple one, okay? That's a really simple one. Other teams are scoring more than we are over the course of a big sample size. And I know he likes that phrase too, sample size. If other teams are scoring more than you and you're barely finishing above 500, that's mediocre by any reasonable definition. Let me repeat that. 10-8, 10-8, 10-8, 9-8. Man, do you have a low bar for mediocrity, my friend or my man? However you'd like me to refer to you as. That's not mediocre. Minus 38 his first year, 9-8 point differential. Minus 20 his second year, tack on 14 more for the playoff loss, minus 34. Plus 33 in 2024. I don't think that playoff game went real well. And then this year they were plus 10? So pretty much break even, and then they have the worst playoff loss in franchise history. Come on, David. You're smarter than that. You really are. If you're barely sneaking in when 40% of the teams make the playoffs and you're getting absolutely hammered in the first round, you're way closer to the dregs of the league than you are to the people living in the penthouse. You know that too. You're smarter than that. 10-8, 10-8, 10-8, 9-8. I'm going to say it again. 10-8, 10-8, 10-8, 9-8 with four brutal playoff losses, including the worst home playoff loss in Steelers history. They're barely squeaking in, And when they get there, they get crushed like a hammer on an ant. They live closer to the Browns and the Cardinals. Here's one for you. They live closer to the Browns and the Cardinals than they do people who are competing for Super Bowls. They live in a world of high-end mediocrity. That's where they live right now. By any reasonable definition, or if you want to dive into your precious analytics, you go ahead. You'll find it there, too. In fact, they're outperforming their analytics. Why don't you look into that a little bit? The analytics say the Steelers are even worse than their mediocre records. And they're outperforming them probably because of their kicker and because they get lucky from time to time. Thank you, Limits.
Can I add on?
Please.
He asks, are playoff wins the only thing that matters? Yeah, they do when you're on your longest playoff win drought since the 1960s.
Well,
it does matter.
Listen,
9 years in a row, you're getting blown out in playoff games. Yes, that does matter. What? Because if not, what are you playing for? Just to be relevant in the regular season so that you get to go to the party? Because when you get to the party, you have no fun in the party. You're in the back. You don't get to go to the VIP section. You're not allowed to have some true fun. You're invited in, but nah, you're not allowed to converse with everyone at the party here. We just brought you in because you kind of earned it, but you really didn't.
Well, listen, if they were winning 11, 12, 13 games and then going in and playing competitive playoff games, I'd have a lot harder time defining that as mediocre. Barely above 500, sneaking in and getting hammered every time with a minus point differential that when you actually stretch it back 5 years is like in the hundreds when you include the playoff debacles. So again, I win this one by a landslide. Unlike the Steelers, who have a minus point differential. 10-8, 10-8, 10-8, 9-8. If that ain't mediocre, I don't know what is. Thank you, Limits. Coming up next.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up, they lead the pack. On the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla, two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features, and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Build something you can be proud of. There's something incredibly satisfying about learning something new and actually watching your progress build over time. That's what I love about Rosetta Stone. You don't have to dive in for hours. You start small, fit lessons into your day, and suddenly you're understanding more than you thought you would. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, and their immersive, intuitive method really stands out. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists and no feeling lost. You learn naturally, starting with words, building to phrases, and then full sentences, without English translations. So it actually sticks. Plus, Rosetta Stone offers 25 languages, from Spanish and French to German and Japanese, all designed for long-term retention. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners of this podcast can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit Rosetta Stone.com. rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Well, unless you've been living under a boulder, you know that the NFL draft is coming here this year, sooner than we think, I might add. And there will be a lot of special things accompanying that. And one of them was unveiled pretty much that it's happening anyway, very recently. And it's a film called The Football Town, presented by NFL Films in partnership with Visit Pittsburgh, the Steelers, and U.S. Steel. And the producer of this film, it's going to be, by the way, showing at the Science Center for 2 months prior to draft weekend. So April 23rd to 25th is the draft weekend. I think I may have misstated that before. This is going to be unveiled, this film, on February 28th, so coming right up here. And the producer of said film is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline limits, and his name is Leo McCafferty. And he's a Mount Lebanon native. Leo, thanks for joining us, man. How are you?
Joe, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Did I get all my facts right about when this is being unveiled, where it's showing, and how long it's showing?
You nailed it. Yeah, so it opens to the public this Saturday, the 28th, and it's going to run all the way through the draft. So we're really excited for it to finally be viewed. And we think the people in Pittsburgh, and we think the people outside of Pittsburgh that are going to travel to our wonderful city will enjoy the film equally as well.
Man, I'm a sucker for these things, like the, I don't know, documentary or inside the ropes type things, and the interviews that it talks about here with people like Jerome Bettis and Bill Cowher. How did the project come about, and how did you get involved, Leo?
So it's been a long process. The local draft organizing committee were coming up with ideas to sort of ignite this region as it leads into this draft, which will be a wonderful spectacle for our region. And one of the ideas was to create this immersive IMAX film. And once that was greenlit, NFL Films was the natural partner. And so they went to NFL Films and asked them if they would be interested in producing this film. And they were very excited to do so. It's the first ever immersive documentary that NFL Films has made. I started my career at NFL Films as a producer for 5 years. And so through relationships with them and some relationships with the Steelers, they were looking for a local producer who kind of was a boots on the ground person here in Pittsburgh who would help to sort of authentically tell this story. And so I was lucky enough to be that guy and very grateful for the opportunity because like you, I'm a sucker for this stuff. I really love it. And it's been a true honor to help tell this story.
So when you say the first immersive documentary, is that what you said? What do you mean by that?
So this is really going to be an experience. The Kamen Science Center Theater, the screen in there is 71 feet wide by 41 feet tall. It is gigantic. And so when you walk into that theater, if you've not been there, or even if you haven't been there in a while, you forget just how big this thing is.
Yeah.
And so this film was shot in a very specific way. Shots were specifically curated for a screen that size. It's also a Dolby Atmos mix, which means that if you're sitting in the theater, and, you know, if it's a shot from the top of a stadium and you hear something from your left ear, you might hear something different in your right ear. If there's something that passes through the screen in front of you, you know, the audio tracks with it. So when I say immersive, I mean that this, if you come to this theater, not only will you see this film, but you will feel it.
Limits, I can't wait for this thing. Do we have stuff from Three River Stadium, the Steel Curtain, stuff like NFL Films must have everything that they could have given you, right?
Yes, and they worked hand in hand with me on this. It's all of their footage, and so this dates back to the beginning of Pittsburgh, not just the beginning of the Steelers. So there, all of that stuff is in there. Three River Stadium, Steel Curtain. This is about a city. This is about a region. This is about a people as much as it is about football. Football is this thread that binds us together, but this love that we have for it was created because of the people that we are. And so this film really tells that story. It's a wonderful tribute to the people of this region and why we are the way we are.
Ron Cook covered the beginning of Pittsburgh, little known fact, Leo. So I think, did you get Ron in the film at all?
You know, there are a lot of extras that are in this film. So
Ed Bouchette?
He may be in the background at some point, you know, but I can't say that. I can't confirm nor deny that.
That is tremendous. Leo McCafferty, the film is called The Football Town, going to be showing exclusively at the Science Center for a couple months, starting in just a few days here. So I guess we do get a lot of that. I'm imagining sitting in there, and it's been a long time since I've been in that theater, but I always loved going there, taking my daughter there for all kinds of cool stuff, dinosaurs, whatever it was, films, to feel like I'm back in Three River Stadium or at Three River Stadium. I was never there in the 70s. Watching the Steel Curtain would be awesome, but I imagine you take it right through the entire history, high school, college, and pro. Do you deal with?
Yes, this is much more than a film just about the Steelers. This is we had seven crews descend on the city of Pittsburgh for one fall weekend. So we document everything from Friday Night Lights to Saturday morning Pop Warner football through a pit game, culminating with a Steelers game on Sunday. And we try and have everyone that views this film experience what a fall weekend in Pittsburgh is like. So it's as much about the little kids playing Pop Warner who are struggling to put their helmets on as it is about, you know, TJ Watt trying to sack a quarterback. So it really covers the entire nature of football and the ages and spectrums and different ways that we consume it here in Pittsburgh.
Leo, people talk about just how important it is about high school football and the nature of it, especially going into college football as well, just in this area. How much did you want to highlight that? And did you try to parallel that with other cities and other regions as well?
We didn't try and pair it or parallel it or compare it with any other regions or cities. We simply tried to tell the story of Pittsburgh and what it means to people here. And the high school section is one of my favorite sections in the film because it really covers every gamut, every emotion that you have, you know, the exhilaration of running out under those lights on Friday night to, you know, losing what potentially might be the last football game you ever play and being consoled by your parents after the game and the coaches giving speeches before and after the game. And it's, you know, we were lucky enough to be given the access to cover that in a way that we wanted to cover it so that we could properly tell that story. And you know, to me, I said it before, but what you feel in that part of the film, it just is so nostalgic for everybody, whether you played football or not. You know, everyone went to high school. Most people went to a high school football game at some point. And whether you were a fan of that, a part of that or not, this helps you understand why it's so important to so many people.
Who are some of the key personalities that we see featured in the film, Leo?
So one of the challenges that we had because of the nature of this screen is that it's not produced in the way that a traditional documentary is produced. When you think of a documentary, you think of plenty of sit-down interviews, plenty of talking heads helping to tell that story. Well, we decided early on that because this screen is so big, that won't really work in this film. You know, seeing a gigantic head on that screen talking to you for 30 seconds, doesn't play as well as it does in a traditional format. So what we tried to do was create situations where folks would be having conversations and we could capture that sound and those stories and those moments and still have them in a film, but in a different way than you would traditionally see. So, you know, I know you mentioned it before, but one of my favorite scenes in the whole film is a conversation between Jerome Bettis and Bill Cowher sitting on the banks of the Allegheny, talking about football, talking about Western Pennsylvania, and talking about what it means to people. You know, we see Joey Porter and James Harrison and Chris Hoke, but we see them in the film because they're at a high school football game on Friday night, because that's not uncommon in Pittsburgh. If you go to a game on a Friday night in Pittsburgh, you might see a Steeler player or a former Steeler player, because those folks came here and they decided to stay here and raise a family here. And now they're watching the next generation. They're watching their kids on the field, you know, playing in games. So we had those guys incorporated, you know, it's more of a natural sort of organic way to include some of these prominent figures in Steelers history into this film.
Just a few more minutes with Leo McCafferty, who produced the film The Football Town that's going to be shown at the Science Center leading up to the draft. I'm jealous of your career because, like I said, my passion really is looking back at things, documenting things, history pieces, and I'm just addicted to documentaries. What made you get into that field? You're a Penn State grad, I believe, Leo, and I guess the same things captured you growing up, including maybe notably everything that's ever been done by NFL films.
You're 100% right. You know, I'm a product of this region as well. I grew up here, which sort of created this passion, this love for sports. And, you know, when I was a kid, I also, you know, had an affinity for writing and for telling stories. And so I went to Penn State and I was getting ready to graduate. And like most kids, I had no idea what the heck I wanted to do with my life, but I knew I loved sports. I knew I loved writing and I knew I loved storytelling. So I wrote Steve Sable a letter when I was in college. And I said, I love what you do. I would love a chance to learn from you guys. And I got a call a few months later and they asked me to come in for an interview. So wow. I came in for an interview and they hired me as a seasonal production assistant. And then halfway through that first year, they hired me as a full-time producer. And, you know, a unique thing that they do at NFL Films is when you start there, especially if you're young and fresh out of college, they assign a mentor to you. And my mentor was a fellow Mount Lebanon graduate, a couple years older than me, who had been there for a while, named Keith Cosgrove. He is still there. He is now the head of content for NFL Films. And he's the one that reached out to me about this project. So it's kind of a full circle moment for me. He's meant so much to me in my career. He's taught me so much. And now to be able to work with him again on this has really been a fulfilling project for me.
That's incredible. All right. The greatest sports documentary ever made. I'll give you three in my opinion. Survive in Advance, which is a 30 for 30 about the NC State team under Valvano. Hoop Dreams, obviously. And the Chuck Knoll documentary on NFL Films. What do you got?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot there. There have been so many great, great sports documentaries over the years. You know, the 30 for 30s have really captivated me, and I think captivated America. The Two Escobars, I thought, was a tremendous,
yes,
tremendous film. You know, one that NFL Films did, which I thought was unique, was The Four Falls of Buffalo, which I know is near and dear to your heart. But I thought it was really unique how they positioned that film in a way that, you know, those players kind of watched that stuff back and
yes,
kind of relived it. Because
yes,
when you relive stuff, usually you're reliving happy moments. That stuff that those guys have had to live with throughout their career. So to kind of tell that story in a way that was, you know, still positive and uplifting for the Bills and the fans of Buffalo, but, you know, help you really feel and understand the agony of that, I thought was really well done. So too many to list. It's a great world of sports documentaries that are out there, and you know, thankfully this can be added to that list, hopefully.
I've always wanted to start specifically a Pittsburgh documentary, sports documentary channel. So if you want to combine on that, let's do that. I don't know how we get access to the video. That's the whole key to it, but I want to do it.
Yeah. There's a lot out there. So it's, I think it's a great idea. And I think, you know, if this film teaches you anything, I think we'd have a captive market to have people who are interested in those stories.
Did you see the latest Miracle on Ice documentary on Netflix?
I did. I just watched that the other night. I thought that was, I thought it was great. You know, it's a story that's been told 1,000 times over, but to find a new and unique way to retell it, I thought was great. You know, it was cool to see Craig Patrick's involvement,
yes.
You know, in a way that he was able to sort of be reflective on that at this stage of his life was great. And, you know, hard to tell a better sports story than that one.
Man, the parts where they had some of these guys nowadays looking back on their own selves and their interviews from after the Miracle on Ice, having never seen them and come into tears, was just really, really moving. Last question. How did Pat McAfee get involved, and what's his role in this documentary?
He was tremendous. I will tell you what, I know he is a huge personality. I know, you know, he's everywhere now. I don't know how that guy sleeps. I'm not sure he does. But the aforementioned Keith Cosgrove has a relationship with him. So he reached out to Pat and asked him if he would have interest. And Pat could not have been more excited. He was all in. He said, absolutely, I will do this. And it was a heavy lift. There is a lot of script in this film because of the nature of it. And he handled it so eloquently, so professionally, and so perfectly Pat. You know, he put his own touch on this that it really felt authentic to him. You know, Neil Zender, who's the co-producer and director on this, yesterday said that, you know, anytime you hear the word Yinzer, that's Pat. He put that in there because that's what he felt should be in there. So he did a tremendous job. And I'll tell you what, I've worked in sports for a long time. We did a shoot with him on Mount Washington. And I told him there's two athletes that I've dealt with in my career that handle things the way that he handles them. It's him and it's Sidney Crosby. And there were people that were on Mount Washington who were, you know, so excited to see him, and he didn't wave and say hi. He stood there for 15 minutes and talked to these people, genuinely interested in them. And that just captures the essence of Pittsburgh to me. I was like, this guy, he is everywhere. He is as popular as anybody in the world right now. And he spent 15 minutes with these people asking them about what they're doing and who they are and seemed to be genuinely interested. So, it was a pleasure to work with him. He was better than advertised, and I think he really helped elevate this film.
Great stuff. Leo, thank you for taking time today, and I'm going to be contacting you about starting a Pittsburgh sports documentary channel.
All right. I'll be waiting to hear from you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the platform. I hope everyone goes and sees the film and enjoys it as much as I enjoyed making it.
Love it. Thank you, Leo.
Thank you, guys.
Limits. I can't wait to watch this thing. Can you? We'll take Bob. Bob can probably get us free tickets, by the way. I would imagine.
He probably could, I'm sure. I want to go. I do want to see this.
So do I.
And it's not like when we say we want to go to something and then we like forget about it. No, I really want to go see this.
No,
this
I mean,
looks really good.
We're people who generally follow through on what we say. How many
we
people
do.
Have taken serves from Pitt volleyball players, from Olivia Babcock? You and I went
Just
over
us.
And did it. How many people go over and play with the Pitt basketball team? You and I did that.
How many people were shooting half-court shots of Megan McConnell?
And making one in your case,
That's right?
right.
First try.
Just us, Limits.
Just us.
Just me
We got to get
you.
Back to doing that. That's funny because I was thinking about this yesterday. We got to get back to going out and
I agree.
Doing some of these field trips.
We need a name for that, and we need to do that. Me, you, and Ben Tenuta. Hey, speaking of that, that sparks a topic for me. If we did start a Pittsburgh documentary channel, what event, what game, what story would you, what would be some of the ideas? Could we think about that and talk about it at noon?
Yes, because I have a couple of ideas. Right
I have
off the top
two
of my
ideas
head.
Right off the top of my head, and I imagine people do too. Text us at 412-928-9370, or give us a call at that same number, 928-9370. You just heard Leo McCafferty, Mount Lebanon native, Penn State grad, talking about his new film that he produced, The Football Town. Going to be showing at the Science Center starting, I can't remember the date, February 28th, maybe within the next...
Saturday.
There you go. Right up until the draft. I've got to see this. In fact, I might go this weekend. And that led me into an idea I've had for a long time, which is a Pittsburgh sports documentary station, channel. I don't know. We could make movies, something. I would love to do that. What would you love to see documented? Somebody in particular's career, a particular story, a game? Give us a call and we'll talk about that next.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Toyota Truck Month. Time to get a truck that works as hard as you do. Tacoma, Tundra. Built for the worksite, ready for the trail, and packed with tech that makes every drive smarter. Available with 360-degree panoramic cameras for perfect visibility in tight spots. Powered tailgate for easy loading. And a high-tech connected screen to keep you on the grid no matter where you are. All backed by the brand known for its legendary reliability, the rugged Toyota Tacoma, and the full-size Tundra are built to handle it all. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to test drive the Toyota truck you need. Find a great Toyota Truck Month deal today when you visit buyatoyota.com. That's buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.